This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
It's Rugby Banter Banter, episode 147.
Hi Shitties, it's me, Eddie Stevens. I'm back in my shed. It's a new podcast episode. It's been a long time. Fuck you, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it. What's the point? It's a new season. We're starting again, aren't we? In, what is it, 5 days, the Premiership kicks off. But more important than that is today, because today is draft day for the league that I am taking part in fantasy rugby draft. Now, I don't know if you play fantasy rugby, although to be honest, if you're listening to this, there's a very good chance that not only do you play fantasy rugby, but you are actually in my league. In which case, hi. If you're not, an even bigger hi, because that's cooler. Isn't that fucked up? Like, I get more excited if a complete stranger is listening than someone who I already know is listening. Does that make sense? I'm exhausted. I went to I went kayaking in a lake at Story Lake, it's called, in Las Vegas. Not Las Vegas, Nevada, you fucking idiot. Las Vegas, New Mexico. It's a shittier version. In fact, it's nothing like Las Vegas, Nevada. But I went camping there. I say camping. I feel like camping you need to be like out in the forest, up in the mountains, out in the wilderness, and preferably away from people. I basically camped in a car park. Cause you go to the lake and there's just a big concrete parking area. And then you can drive down and camp next to the lake, right next to it on dirt and or gravel. But I went with my youngest son, Ollie, who's 9, and my girlfriend and her family. And we were camping in tents on the gravel. I did not sleep the entire time I was there, basically. Although I got bitched out this morning for getting up too early and making too much noise, which was irritating to me because last night there was a family. I say a family, it's hard to tell. Now, I don't want this to sound racist, and it's not. Okay, I got friends who are Mexicans, it's fine, but there was a shit ton of Mexicans on the opposite side of the parking lot to our campground. And I don't know if they were all family members or friends or they just happened to be next to each other, but they seemed to all be together and they were playing really loud, obnoxious mariachi music and setting off fireworks. And I hate mariachi music, by the way. I don't know if I've complained to you about this before. I always like to say that it's the Germans' fault. And you need to have a backstory to really understand why that is the case. But mariachi music is that. That was the worst impression of a mariachi song. But there's a lot of like horns and shit. And I've always said that the second greatest crime that Germany ever committed was the Holocaust. But an even bigger crime was teaching Mexicans to play the fucking tuba, because I hate that shit. And here's the thing. They're playing their music, they're shouting, hooting and hollering, all that shit in the middle of the night. I can't sleep. Setting off fireworks, like I said. And all the time there's that mariachi music playing. It was driving me insane. And the thing is, like, I don't want to make it a racial thing, because it could have been, you know, a family of white people making all that noise. But I've always noticed that white noise helps me sleep. Silence, deliberate silence there. You can fill in that silence with laughter and or a sigh of, that's terrible. Or maybe you didn't even get the joke, in which case there's no help for you. Anyway, where was I? I'm going to be playing fantasy rugby draft, as I said. Is it even worth investing any time and energy in prepping your squad? Because I do it every year. And to be honest with you, I think I've played fantasy rugby 2 years in a row, the Premiership one. And both years I've gotten to the, I can't remember if I got to the very final this time or the semi. I don't remember even how it works. But I go the distance and I'm always close to winning. And it's not fair, because you may have heard me complain about this before. The odds are always stacked against me because, look, it's 1:21 p.m. my time, right now. But if you were listening to this live somehow, it probably wouldn't be 1:21 p.m. your time, because you'd probably be in England, in which case you're living in the future. You are in the future right now. I can only imagine what advanced computer technology you're using to listen to this. I don't know. I'm from the past. I'm a caveman. I'm simple. And so I'm using primitive technology. I'm not even, like, when I'm doing my fantasy rugby draft, it's going to be 2 p.m. my time. That's 7 hours behind you if you're in England. I'm not even going to be using virtual reality. You're going to be walking around. I can't prove this. I won't know until I get that far into the future myself. But I imagine that you'll be walking through a hall of players that you can see in front of you, and you select them by touching their balls or something. I don't get to do that. I'm just using a simple laptop. It's outdated technology for those of you in the future. I enjoy that joke, the idea that you're living in the future because of the time difference, way more than I think I should, and I'll never stop. So shut the fuck up. I'm gonna reference it again, probably on this podcast, and laugh again about it. But yes, my fantasy rugby draft league is tied into, it's really Maul Over Rugby podcasts league. But by the way, Maul Over Rugby, that piece of shit AJ Martinez's favorite rugby podcast, that's his favorite. Rugby Rant and Banter, I think, is like his third favorite. I think he puts Maul Over and Egg Chasers ahead of it, which is understandable. But it's the Maul Over Rugby podcast. And exciting side note, if you're going to be in the area, I'll be in England. It's a pretty big area. Mid-October. Specifically, the plan was to play in the Maul Over Invitational. I almost said international, but which it will be, because I'll be coming from over here. The Maul Over International Invitational. But it looks like the rugby may not be happening now, so I don't know what's going to happen there. But I'll be there anyway, and at some point I'll be in the southwest, that part of the country. Hit me up if you want to meet up and discuss rugby. That's about it. That's about all I could talk about. Don't talk to me about politics. I'm insane. I'm so tired, but a point I have said, I went camping and I haven't slept right. So this is a really rough one, but this is just my intro. Okay. Oh, by the way, you may have noticed back to messy.fm, assuming everything goes according to plan. I switched from messy.fm because it was terrible and kept deleting my audio. I switched to Anchor that everyone raves about, but Anchor's even worse. I can't even edit. I can't even put in the sound effects. The stuff, like, I like to have a lot of control. I like to, I've talked about this before. I like to have it's Rugby Rant and Banter episode, whatever, right? That intro. Then I talk bollocks for a while. Then it's a Shed 7 song. And there's little sound effects that you may not notice. You know, sometimes, you might think it's me coughing. It's actually a sound effect. I put that in to make me seem more human instead of the weird mutant alien robot thing that I am. And I couldn't do that with Anchor, so I switched back to Messy, and we'll see how bad this works out, because it's a pain in the ass. Podcasting is a pain in the ass. I wish I had someone taking care of all of this for me, but I don't make anywhere near enough money, not just from podcasting, but from anything. You know what I got paid for my last comedy show? A $40 gift card for the brewery that I was performing in. And the only reason I got that is because I won a comedy contest. Oh, that was an accidental brag. Trust me, it's nothing special, but I entered a comedy contest in Albuquerque, which I've done before. And actually, interesting side note, the last time I did this contest, I won it. And it's done by just the audience votes, right? And the last time I did it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. I just refused to do it again because I wanted to be retired as champ. But now, post-COVID lockdowns, I'm trying to do as much stand-up comedy as I can. Did you know I'm a stand-up comedian? It should be obvious because I'm hilarious. That wasn't a deliberate pause there for any kind of comedic effect. I'm tired and I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to get as many gigs as I can now and get back into the swing of things. So I got offered this comedy contest gig and I was like, ah, fuck, I don't like doing them because comedy, performing stand-up comedy is stressful enough. It's already competitive. You know, you don't need people to tell you that you're not good enough. And usually what happens at these contests is somebody brings a shit ton of friends and they vote for them. It's very rare that the best comedian wins first place. This time I did not bring any friends and I still won, so it felt pretty good. But, you know, first, second and third were all, and maybe even fourth. There was a few good comics there. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. The reason I really wanted to talk about that is that a guy in the audience came up to talk to me afterwards and said, "Oh, you're English. Have you ever played rugby?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm obsessed with rugby." And I had this big conversation with him about how much I love rugby and my rugby podcast. And then he asked if I wanted to come out and play for the team. It's the New Mexico Brujos, who I've played for years in the past. And I was like, "Well, I'd like to, but I just can't afford to get injured. And I will get injured because I've said this before, I was very Manu Tuilagi-like in my fragility." And that's about where the comparison ends. And I just, you know, I got too much shit to do. I like working out. This is the funny thing. I don't want to get injured because I want to be in shape. I want to be able to train. I want to be jacked. And when I play, if I were to try and play rugby, the other thing is, it's not just the injuries. There's, you know, I'd have to go to training twice a week and then a match on the weekend. And that can involve traveling, going, especially in America, you have to travel a lot to play because, you know, all the teams have spread out pretty widely because it's not that popular. And I just don't have the time or the energy or the patience, and it would just get in the way. And I got kids and all this shit. And I was telling him all this stuff. And then I mentioned that I was going out to, over to England to play a rugby match in a month and a bit. And then I realized I just presented him with a very compelling argument as to why I should never play rugby. And then I realized I'm going to play. But as I sort of hinted at earlier, sounds like that might not even happen. And anyway, I can play one match. Leave me alone. What else was I going to say before we get this started, kicked off properly? I suppose that's it. I'll tell you what, let's all take a break. Let's take a break. And then I'll be back with a live commentary of my fantasy rugby draft. Now, it'd probably be better if you could hear other people in the group, but it'll just be me talking about the selections. If you play fantasy rugby, it might be entertaining to listen to me freak out because somebody picked Paddy Jackson right off the bat and he was my first choice. But it might not be. But I'll do my best, or I'll do my fucking best to entertain you. At least I'm doing something. I'm back. I'm in my shed. I'm recording. This is good, right? This is what you wanted. This is what you pay for. But you don't pay. You pay in something. I'll probably mess you up. I'm probably going to say something that... What the fuck am I talking about? Like, can we just get on with it? It's... Oh, fuck me. What episode are we on? I would like to say... I was going to say, look how rusty I am. But the reality is... I never know what episode I'm on. I'm just trying to find my podcast. Here it is. It's Rugby Ranter Banter, episode 147. Let's go. Oh, shit. Here we go. The draft is about to start. We have 44 seconds until it starts. I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. Where are my notes? I've got excessive amounts of notes here that will all count for bugger all once my top... I feel like once your top three or four picks are gone, you're kind of fucked. It just becomes all panic mode from that point on. Some people in this... taking part in this draft or having a Zoom chat. I'm not going to get in there. I'm too good for them. Let's see. The problem with doing this is when you're podcasting, you really can't have dead air. You can't have silence, but there's going to be times I need to concentrate. So you're just going to have to deal with it. There's going to be times I'm very, very quiet. Oh shit, we're kicking off. Wait, what's happened? Okay, yes, it started. Okay, so nobody knows, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is before anyone's been picked. A lot of people's first choice would be Paddy Jackson for the obvious reason. He kicks a shit ton of points. He gets a shit ton of points and he's always available. He doesn't get injured and he doesn't, for some reason, isn't getting picked for Ireland. It's interesting. And he's gone. Paddy Jackson gone already. Fantastic. Make a little note of that. And he's gone. Okay, so who's picked who? What are we on now? Frank? Frank's for, so I'm just trying to see who picked him. Okay, Tiger Feet. And Tiger Feet is Duncan. Duncan picked Paddy Jackson. I'm not gonna give updates to who picked every player, because that's going to be boring to just regular Sheddies, not the elite Sheddies who are part of this fantasy rugby draft. Ah, fuck. James picked AJ McGinty. He was my second choice. That's hilarious. It was Jackson, McGinty, Joe Simmons. So Joe Simmons will probably be next to be gone. Let's see what Frank does. Because you want to get a fly half first, really, or somebody who's going to kick a lot of points. And obviously you don't want internationals. Who went this time? I swear to God, if it's Joe Simmons, Sam Simmons, I'm Sam Simmons. All right. No, Frank got Sam Simmons. That makes sense because he carries a lot. Who are we on now? Oh, wow. Someone else just got picked. Marcus Smith. Not sure about that one. Okay. Fuck. Everyone's flying through everything. I got to fight Joe Simmons. Don't pick Joe Simmons. Because I'm up next after they fucking picked him. They fucking picked him. Okay, where's Charlie Atkinson? That's who I want. Unbelievable. Like, all of my first four picks are gone. I think that's... Wait, what? Okay, I've got 75 seconds left. Let's see. Joe Simmons, George Ford, and Marcus Smith, Sam Simmons, AJ Williams, Paddy Jackson. Okay, where is he? Where's Atkinson? He'll be low down on it is the thing, but he's a good... option. You know what? I'm going to wait because no one is going to no one's going to pick him. Sorry, I'm getting distracted now. Where are all these players? I don't see a bunch of players that I've wanted to pick. Who else do I have? Lazowski. Oh, Lazowski. Let's do Lazowski. That's a smart pick. Smart pick. Okay. Okay. Cool. So I started with Alex Lazowski. Now, what do you think of that? It's a bit of a shit one because he doesn't always get picked for Saracens, does he? He doesn't. But he is a kicking option in the midfield. No, you know what? I regret that. I regret right off the bat, I regret my first pick. Also, I was looking for Charles Piatow and I couldn't fucking see him. Where is he? Oh, now I see him. I should have picked him first. Okay, god damn it. What a nightmare. What a nightmare start. I want to quit already. Ugh. Now who's been picked? Andre Pollard. Not sure that's a great option either. I think Andre Pollard is a great player, but fly halves notoriously have a hard time settling in at new clubs. He's coming from... the Southern Hemisphere with a lot of pressure on him. I don't see it working out that well. But I'll tell you what. Who have I got here? Let's just... I got front row, second row, back row, half back, outside half, midfield, outside back. So I got one midfield already. Alex Lazowski. Hopefully that looks like an inspired choice months down the line. I'm so glad I'm not part of that group phone call because I don't think I could handle all the... Is it my turn? Shit, it's my turn again. Who got picked? Adam Hastings. Okay, cool. I'm going to get Charlie Atkinson. People are going to think I'm out of my mind. You know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to get Charles Piatow. Don't tell me he's injured. You know what? I can't... Oh, it's not my turn yet. Never mind. It does this thing where it shows you... If you've never played fantasy rugby draft, when people are picking, it has your name lit up in red. So it looks, you panic and think that it's your turn. So let's see who's got who. Someone got, Adam Hastings is a decent shout, actually. Who's picked him? Jonesy. Adam Hastings is probably a good shout because at Gloucester, I don't think there's another fly half, is there? I like Adam Hastings. The only thing is he plays really well, but he's not a great attacking fly half. And by that, I mean he's not a great running fly half. So he's not going to get a bunch of meters ball in hand. But he could get a few assists and he will kick points. I'm trying to think if there's another goal kicker at Gloucester, though. I can't fucking remember. Okay, I need to know if Charles Piatow is injured or not. I should have checked this already. Let's see. Charles Piatow. Sorry, dead air. Let's see. Tonga call-ups. I don't think he's injured. I think we'll be okay. I'm going to pick him, which means someone else will pick him. Oh, someone just picked. Oh, high shot. Jonesy just picked Ben Spencer. That's a really good shout too, because that's a goal kick in scrum half. Okay, fuck it. I'm taking Piatow now. And I'm really banking on nobody picking Charlie Atkinson, because here's the thing. I really rate Charlie Atkinson for Wasps as a fly half. Now, some people will say he's nothing special, and I disagree with them on that. And then some people will say, well, what about Jacob Umanga? Maybe they'll play him ahead of him. I don't think they will, because Umanga, I've never really rated him that much, but he looked really good at fullback, and I've talked about that before. So I think they're more likely to start picking Umanga at fullback now. And Charlie Atkinson, I've said that this before on this podcast, and you all laughed at me, and as of yet, I can't laugh at you, but I do think he's the future. I think he's going to be a big superstar, and he will play for England. Okay. I really like him. Okay, so I'm going to pick, I think I'll pick him next if I can. God, I hope no one else picks him. Orlando Bailey. Frank picked Orlando Bailey. Ah, Bath is such an unknown quantity right now because they've been so shit for so long. But they did look like they were starting to get it together at the end of last season. And maybe everybody rates Orlando Bailey. He was in the England squad, but I just don't see it. But Frank, I think you're, if you're listening, you're a Bath fan, aren't you? You've allowed your loyalty to your club to cloud your judgment. If you're not a Bath fan, I apologize. I can't remember right now. I'm panicking, like I said. Okay. I'll tell you what. If I can get Charlie Atkinson and maybe I'll get Umanga later, I'll be happy. Because Wasps will score a lot of points too. I'm excited about their front row. I want to get their front row as well, actually. I think that the Wasps, Sale, or Saracens front rows are the ones to go for. And Wasps just got Cock from Saracens, so that'll strengthen them. But they've got some really good ball carriers in the front row. Now, I'll tell you what, every year when I do this, and I think, nice one. Somebody got Andreas Hazen. That's a great one. Who was that? Tiger Feet is Duncan. Well done, Duncan. That was a good shout. Oh, and then you picked Tyrone Green, you son of a bitch. You picked McGreeny. Duncan, I'll just tell him on the chat. Duncan, you son of a bitch. Two of my favorites. Ollie Hassel-Collins, interesting one by James. Everybody thinks they're so fucking clever. I think I was interrupted. I was trying to make a point, and I can't remember what it was. Anyway, who's up next? So let me just give you an update. These are the players that are now gone. Paddy Jackson, AJ McGinty, Sam Simmons, Marcus Smith, George Ford, Joe Simmons, Alex Lazowski. Where'd it go? Andre Pollard, Adam Hastings, Ben Earl. I didn't see that one. Max Malins, shit. Ben Spencer, Freddie Burns. Not sure about that. Charles Piatow, Tom Willis. Not sure about that. Alex Mitchell, Caden Murley. Orlando Bailey, Danny Kerr, Andreas. You know what? Andreas Hayes and Tyrone Green, Ollie Hassel-Collins, and someone just got Nick Tompkins. There's some really stupid selections, I think, so far. Mind you, some people will say the same about mine, so I should shut the fuck up. Ooh, and Jasper Visa. Fuck, I wanted him. But that's okay. Back row's an easy one to get. I don't worry too much about back row. There's so many good ball carriers in the back row. And what I think I was going to say this earlier, and I didn't get around to saying it, Alfie Barbary is the one I really, really want. And that's what I was going to say. he's that you pick you go with you try and make clever selections, you know, you really analyze and think about who's likely to get you the most points, and then you have your favorites that you just desperately want to get in there. I wanted Tyrone Green because he's one of my favorites, and I think he's guaranteed to get you a lot of points. Same with Andre Esterhazen. Andy Urin, okay, someone's playing a clever game. Not me. Here's Charlie Atkinson. Got him. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm fucking doing. Okay, so who did I want next? I think I'll get Barbary next. Someone got Alex Good. That's smart too. Now, who got Alex Dombrandt's gone. Andy Urin, Brian Trauma. I forget. I think that's Russ. Russ Milson of Mall Over Rugby Podcast. That is, well, no, that's not. Yeah, that is Russ. Is it? Yeah. So I was going to say that he's picking in a very smart way to pick Andy Urin, but he hasn't picked little Harry Randall, who I think will be ahead of Andy Urin. Maybe he's thinking little Harry Randall will be in the England squad. I don't know. Daniel Dupreer, that's a great one. Joe Marchant, that's good. Tom O'Flaherty, that's decent. See, Dan Dupreer is someone I wanted to pick further down because he's tends to play in the back row, but he's listed as a lock. And he carries a lot. So that's a really good one. I had him down as one of my later selections because I didn't think anyone would pick him. But here we are. Maybe I should have a backup fly half. Oh, I was going to do... I'm definitely going to pick Jacob Umanga because I could potentially... Oh, no, that's a bad idea. If he's playing fullback, that's not going to do me any good, is it? I was thinking I could have him and Atkinson in the same team, but I can't. So, no. Who am I going to pick then? I think I'm going to go with... someone picked Curtis Rona. Now, somebody picked Curtis Rona. Was it Chris Jones? Jonesy? Must have been Jonesy. Curtis Rona is a great player, but I had him in my fantasy squad for a long time, and he did not get me many points. It's surprising, isn't it? But I'm going with fucking Barbary. Where is he? Can you believe that Courtney Laws is listed as a fucking back row? I guess it makes sense, actually. He does tend to play there more than lock. Someone picked Tom James. Where is Barbary? Okay, hang on a second. There he is. Did it. I did it. I fucking bloody did it. Okay. Pleased with that. Alfie Barbary should, if he cannot be injured, and if he doesn't get picked by England, he's going to get me a lot of points, guaranteed. Now, who do I want next? Because I feel like I'm really fucking up here. I need a halfback, a scrum half. Franco Hujard, he plays on the wing. Yeah, I think I'll get him next, actually. Rafi Quirk might not be a bad idea, but is he going to be playing second fiddle to Faf de Klerk? Richard Wigglesworth, no. Ben Meehan at Gloucester. Ben Youngs, Sam Stewart, Will Chudley. This is good podcasting, isn't it? I'm just reading the names of scrum halves. Ben White at London Irish might not be about Jack Van Portfleet, but he'll probably be with England. Little Harry Randall. Dan Robson. Ooh, I want to get Dan Robson. Yes. What's the matter with me? I need the handcuffs on that Wasps halfback partnership. So who's been picked since I've been babbling on? Since I picked Alfie Barbary, someone got Ruan Ackerman. That's a good one. And Skosen from Northampton Saints. That's a good shout too. And, you fucking bastard from hell. Somebody just got their dirty little hands on Randrandra. Who is it? Oh, Ben. Sorry, Ben. And Frank got Chris Ashton. Frank, you maniac. I just don't think Chris Ashton will play enough. But he might. And then I'll look like a fucking idiot and Frank will edit, like, take a sample of this podcast where I'm making fun of him and just ridicule me with it. And James got Adam Radwan. I love Adam Radwan, but I feel like he doesn't play enough. And as much as I love him and as much as I think he should be playing for England, maybe it's just the team he plays for, Newcastle. He doesn't seem to, he has really good days and really bad days. And I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. I just hope no one takes fucking Dan Robson before I can get my mitts on him. No one's picked Danny Care yet. Oh, they must have done, but I don't see him. How can he not be up there? Someone's got him. I don't remember seeing that. Oh, yeah. James got him. Someone got Tommy Freeman. Do you know what? I've said this before. Tommy Freeman is my, what's the word? Unexpected superstar of the year. Like, when he got picked for England, I just didn't see it. And occasionally this happens with Eddie Jones. Sometimes he will surprise me. And I was like, he's all right. But when he was in an England shirt, he looked just like he was born for it. And then I started paying more attention to him playing for Saints, and he is a fucking incredible player. Some of, Duncan, was that you that picked Owen Farrell? It's not, you know what? It's not that bad of an idea to pick England players, especially when they're that quality, as long as you've got a backup. So I'm hoping he does. And now someone picked Callum Sheedy. And someone picked the Gloucester front row. Frank did it. Frank, you're confused. Actually, the Gloucester front row. See, this, you know what? I tend to leave the front row till late because every time I've done it, I say every time, I've only done it twice. I must have played three seasons. I must have. I'm sure I've played it more than twice. I always leave front row till late. And I've just gotten lucky a number of times with my front rows. But having said that, the people that pick it earlier, if you pick like the Saracens front row, it seems like they get a lot of points for it. So I've just disproven myself. I shouldn't. Maybe I'll pick a front row next. No, I want Dan Robson. Where is he? Did he go yet? No, he's still there. Or should I get Little Harry Randall? You know, I love Little Harry Randall, but Dan Robson, less likely, much less likely to get picked for England. And okay, who else has been picked up? Ollie Slightholm. Don't know about that. And Harry Potter. Tom Parton. That's a fun one. Okay, I'm going to pick Dan Robson. Head over heart with that one, because I really wanted to pick little Harry Randall just then. Okay, maybe I'll get little Harry Randall next. You know, because as long as his candle is lit, and he's, as long as he's careful not to spill it on his sandal, he's going to get me a lot of points. Someone picked Tom de Glanville. Someone picked Will Muir. Two of my favorites, by the way. But that's a, there's a lot of Bath players getting picked. Maybe I'll do front row next. I think I might get that Wasps front row. I'm thinking this is going to end up being a pretty Wasps-heavy team now that I think about it, because I've got Barbary, Robson, Atkinson. Lazowski used to play for Wasps. And Charles Piatow. I think Piatow used to play for Wasps. Good God, what's happening with me? Someone got George Furbank. That's a good one because he can kick points. And he's an outside back. Louis Leiner, I wouldn't have minded having him. Although he was not on my list, so I'm not too bothered. It's coming back to me soon. What do I go with? Do I go with front row? Do I go with another fly half as backup? Outside back? I'm missing out on points with the outside backs. Let's have a look at the fly half situation. I could go with Finn Smith and, well, he's at Northampton now. It says Worcester. Does that mean he's switching later? Someone got Augustus from Northampton. I don't know about that. Ben Loader. Don't know about that. All right, it's my turn. What am I going to do? I could do Tommaso Allen. Yeah, I think I need to get another fly half. I think I'll go with Dan Bigger. Or should I do Finn Smith? Dan Bigger's going to get more points. but he'll be playing for Wales. Fucked. What do I do? Dan Bigger. Let's look at the outside backs real quick, because I do have 1 minute left. Nandolo, no, he's not going to play that much. Kyle Rowe, I like a lot. I could. Stuart Hogg gets me a lot of points usually. Jack Knoll. I'm going to do fly half. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do Dan Bigger. Am I? Let's do it. I've done it. I'm an idiot. Okay, Bigger. And then, do you know what I'm going to do? Just to freak everybody out. Where is he? Here's a really good option that I don't know if any, I haven't heard anyone else talking about. He's either an outside back or a midfielder. I think he's a midfielder. Yoan Lloyd from Bristol, because he also can play fly half and kick points. And he's so versatile that he tends to be in the squad, you know, at any given time. So I think I'm going to do him next if no one takes him. So speaking of which, let's look at picks. Since I picked Dan Bigger, someone got Odogwu. That's a good pick. Someone got Rory Hutchinson. Someone got Tomaso Allen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody, who was that? The High Shots. The High Shots, is it Chris Jones? Yeah, Jonesy just reminded me to return fire to the Egg Chasers, because Tim Cocker called me out on Egg Chasers for not podcasting. I don't know what to say in return, because he's right. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about shit. I don't care. But is that all he said? Did he say something? I don't think he did. He just said that I need to. Oh yeah, because now I remember. Yeah, he was questioning my Englishness because I didn't realize it was a bank holiday. Let me tell you something, Tim Cocker. I could live in England. I could have never left the country. And I'm such an oblivious cunt. There's a good chance I wouldn't know it was a bank holiday anyway. Also, I don't need to... Guess what weekend it was over here in the States? You don't know. It was Labor Day weekend. Okay? And that's why I went camping. Why would you know? There's no need to know. Maybe if I was living in England, I would have known it was a bank holiday. But also, why would you not record on a bank holiday? That doesn't make sense to me. And also, one of the podcast episodes that I complained about has still yet to appear on Google Podcasts. And that's all I was saying. But anyway, no, I love Egg Chasers podcast. I've been binge listening to all their new podcasts, and you should listen to them. If you don't listen to Egg Chasers, that's because you have some kind of weird issue, probably with JB, and I'm not going to defend him. I can't get dragged down with him. Okay, let's see. Someone got Josh Bassett, one of my faves. Bristol front row, that's a good one. Hanro Liebenberg. Duncan, no. I've had him before. He does not get me a lot of points. He's a good player, but he doesn't get that many points. James just got Sarri's front row. You know what? I'm going to have to do the front row next, and I'm going to do Wasps front row. Yeah. I'm sticking with Wasps. This is fun. I'm going to end up being a Wasps fan. I better get some Northampton players, because I'm already the world's worst Saints fan. I need to give the slightest shit about them when they're playing. I'll tell you what, if I don't get the Wasps front row, I'll do Sale. And if I don't get Sale, I'll get Leicester. Although Leicester don't have Genge anymore, so that's nowhere near as good. Okay, somebody, who's picking now? I can't keep track of everybody's names. I wish it just had their name. Okay, so Ben just picked, it's gone. I don't know what just happened. Frank just picked Ollie Thorley, and then Ben just picked, Little Harry Randall, he's gone. Shit, that's okay. Who's next? Okay, so I think Russ is going up next. Oh, Chris Jones already picked. That wasn't Chris Jones. I can't keep track of it. Somebody picked Luke Northmore, probably a decent shout, but I'm going with Wasps front row. Watch this. I'm waiting. Someone's about to pick. I think it's Russ. And if he fucking picks the Wasps front row, I'll just pick the Sale one. It'll be fine. Do you know what? I do love Wasps as a team. I think they're so fun to watch. I love the way they're coached. If I was starting from scratch, they'd probably be my team. Someone picked Dan Kelly. Okay. Wasp front row. Got it. Now, who should I pick next? I was thinking maybe pick a lock who is someone listed as a lock, but who tends to play in the back row. Jean-Luc Dupree. I thought somebody picked him already. Oh, they picked Dan Dupree? Is that what they did? I'm pretty sure Jean-Luc is the better of the two. Yeah, they picked Dan Dupree. Well, maybe he's not. No, maybe Dan is the better of the two. Fuck, what a pain in the ass twins are. I don't think they should be allowed to play. It's too confusing. Oh, look at that. Someone picked Piers O'Connor. Might be an inspired choice since he can kick. And then somebody picked, I think it was Chris Jones, picked the cell front row after I, that was my backup. So that's good. But I was thinking, where is he? I'm looking for... Yeah, Stefan Luis from Quins, because he does tend to get picked. I don't know if he's still captain, but he was. And he can play in the back row. I think I'll... Is it Luis or Levis? I don't know. Someone picked Rob Dupree. And Rob Dupree, you can say what you like about him, but he's not a bad choice because he does get picked a lot. I think I'm going to hold off on Stefan Luis. I'll make a little note. It's a bit too early to start doing that, isn't it? What about back row? Let's have a look at the back row. Billy Vunipola, Lewis Ludlow. No, where's Ludlum? Did someone? No, no one picked him yet. Okay, who's been picked since I've been babbling on? Jansi van Rensburg. That's not Rohan, though. That's Bernard Jansi van Rensburg. I don't know. Is that the London Irish player? I don't know. Dave Ewers got picked. It's my turn. And Ollie Devoto got picked. Let's just have a look. I could pick Lewis Ludlum. In fact, I might very well. Yeah, I don't see anyone else screaming out to be picked. Okay, somebody's texting me. Okay, I could pick Vinopola, but he'll probably be picked for England. But mind you, Ludlam is probably going to be in an England squad. Looking at the outside backs now. Do you know who I'm excited about? Where's he gone? I don't see him. Kyle Rowe. I might do Kyle Rowe just to be... I'm going to do it. Fuck it. This is where I'm being... I might be being a bit too clever for my own good, but I think I'm going to pick Kyle Rowe. Let me make sure I'm thinking of the right person. The London Irish winger or back three player with a terrible mullet or a great mullet, depending on what you think of them. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do it. Kyle Rowe. Draft. Got him. He's a great player, by the way. I wish he wasn't fucking Scottish. Okay, so... Perry, you little cunt. Just thanking Jonesy for reminding me to return fire to the egg chasers. Is the high shots Jonesy? Or am I getting confused again? Yep. So since I picked Kyle Rowe, someone picked Mark Atkinson, and that was Jonesy, speak of the devil. And someone picked Stuart Hogg, which is Stuart Hogg got me a fuck ton of points when I was picking him. Oh, you know I'm going to pick next? It is Wasps. Look, I'm not trying to pick Wasps players, but I want to pick Francois Houchard, even though he's past his prime. But the thing is, he's a halfback. He's listed as a halfback, but they tend to play him on the wing, and they do tend to pick him. I'm going to pick him next. I've got to. I'm compelled. Someone got the Exeter front row. Very nice. Man, I hope my fucking laptop's not going to die. The battery is low. Let's see. What a nightmare that would be. I have... How much time left? 1 hour and 52 minutes. It better not take longer than that. Lewis Rees, Zammert. Frank, you got him. Obviously, going to get you a bunch of points when he's playing, but how often is he going to play? Now, James just picked Theodore McFarland. Oh, McFarland at Saracens. That's a good, that's a really good pick. This is fun. I'm just going to have a quick rundown of my team now so you can all listen. My front row, I have the Wasps front row. Back row, so far, I only have Alfie Barbary. But I think I said this earlier, I feel like there's so many good ball carriers in the back row. There's a lot of luck involved in who you pick because on any given season, you know, they may or may not perform. So I'm not too worried about it. Just have the one scrum half right now, and that's Dan Robson. Oh, see, that's the problem. I just realized that's why I probably shouldn't pick Francois Houchard is if he's listed as a halfback and he's playing at the same time as Dan Robson, that's a spot taken up. Okay, so I shouldn't do that. What other scrum halves do we have? Fuck. Will Porter? He's a backup scrum half. Maybe I'll leave him till later, though. It's unlikely anyone else is going to pick him. Wigglesworth, no. Ben Youngs, no. Fuck. Okay, I'll leave the scrum half for now. Let's see. I should probably look at midfield. Did anyone pick Jimmy Gopeth yet? No, they didn't. I think I'll pick him. Because I know he's old and more than likely he's not going to get that many games. They'll probably spare him, but you never know. And if he's playing, he's likely to be kicking posts. Someone got Manu, someone got Fraser Dingwall, and then Hugh Tizard. That's a strange one too. Unless Tizard is listed as a lock and plays back row, I can't fucking remember. Okay, let's see. Who is Berger Odendahl? Berger? Ugh, weird name. Matt Proctor might not. Oh, Johan Lloyd. That's what I'm going to pick. I forgot. Yeah, I'll go with Johan Lloyd next. Because remember, he's listed as a midfielder, but there's a good chance he'll play fly half. Although, no, there isn't, because fucking AJ McGinty's going to be playing fly half. But he could fill in there if McGinty gets injured, or he could come on for McGinty. He's a good squad player to have, so I think I'll take him. And during this time, Henry Arundel has been picked. Oh, well done, Frank. How did none of us think of that until now? I forgot all about him. Yeah, Johan Lloyd next. Then I'll probably have to grab another scrum half, or I'm going to be really... No, I can probably wait on the scrum half. Unless someone wants to be a prick and picks a backup Wasp scrum half, I should be okay. But let's have a look at the outside backs and see if there's anyone incredible I'm forgetting. Dwayne van der Merwe is obviously a good one, except he'll be with Scotland a lot of the time. Fucking a singer, he's always injured. Ollie Woodburn, as long as he's fit. Not a bad shout. Elliot Daly could be getting picked for England, but might not. Sean Maitland often gets me points when I pick him. Luke Morahan, fast as fuck. Kibberiggy's one of my all-time favorites. Let's see. It's almost my turn. Someone picked Lewis Ludlam. Someone picked Will Evans. Aaron Reed is very, very fast and does seem to get picked quite a lot for... what am I doing? No, I'm going to do Johan Lloyd next. Did I already pick him? Am I going insane? No, here he is. I will pick Johan Lloyd next, and then I'll go outside backs. I have a feeling this is not that entertaining, just hearing me babbling on about who I may or may not pick. But you know what? This counts. It's an episode. I'm getting another episode out. Come on, whose turn is it now? It's Chris Jones. Come on, Jonesy. You're taking too long. Who's he got? Zach Kibberiggy! That's a good... I love Zach Kibberiggy, but they don't pick him as much as I feel like they should. Okay, I got Johan Lloyd. Just writing that down. I should probably get some more... Let's see, I'm going to have another look. I know I said that you can wait on back rowers, but it's starting to look a little bit bare. Brad Shields, no, if he was listed as a... Well, no, he's never listed as a lock. Josh Bayliss would be a good shout. Albert Tuasui, now at Gloucester, might get a bit more ball in hand. Jake Poledri, is he back from injury? I don't even know. Man, I wish I could have got... what's his name? Jasper Visa. Fuck. I really wanted to get him. I'm trying to see. There's a Bristol back rower that I really like. Fitz Harding. I think I might go with him. I think I might. I think I will. No, I'll wait because no one. I'll make a little note to get him later. I don't think other people are going to have him on their radar. So, okay. And now Jean-Luc Dupree has been picked. Quinn Roux, I don't know who that is, has been picked. Alad Davies, scrum half, has been picked. And someone picked the Leicester front row. And it's almost time for me to do my next pick. Let me have a look at halfbacks again. Wasps. You know, Hukard could be put in at scrum half. But I feel like if, what's his name, is injured, Dan Robson's injured, they're more likely to go with another of their backups. But who would it be? Will Porter, probably, but maybe not. Shit. I don't know what to do. Should I go with Will Porter? I'll just go with Francois Hukard. No. Yeah, I'll go with Francois Hukard. Could pick him ahead of Dan Robson. Someone picked Lewis Ludlow. I'm doing Hukard. I rushed that. I hope that was a good idea. Oh, someone picked Jacob Umanga. Don't know about that because he's listed as a fly half. Of course, he might be picked ahead of fucking Charlie Atkinson. Or they could put Atkinson at fullback. They've done that before too, haven't they? Someone picked Sean Robinson at lock. And Ratu Naulango. I can't think who that is. All right, I should probably go with... Look at midfield again. Jimmy Gopeth, I'll get him next because you never know. You know what? There's a lot of good midfielders that haven't been picked yet. Someone, speaking of which, someone just picked Max Ajomo. I'm not as super excited about Max Ajomo as everyone else seems to be. I just don't... He looks all right. I just don't quite see it. Sam James, wrong James. Where's Luke James? Because Luke James, if he's listed as a center, he's probably listed as a fucking outside back, isn't he? Cameron Redpath, no one's... Why did I say Path? Cameron Redpath, he hasn't been picked. Will Joseph. Matt Scott. Ollie Lawrence. Piers Francis. I thought someone picked Piers Francis. Who did they pick? Who was I thinking of? I'm going to go back and look. I could have sworn Piers Francis. Somebody... I mentioned someone was picked and I had Piers Francis in my head. How weird. I don't see anyone that could have been. Well, you might remember somebody that I said, oh, he's a kicking option. Was it Ollie Thorley? Maybe it was Ollie Thorley I was thinking of. Luke Northmore, no. Piers O'Connor. I was thinking of Piers O'Connor, and he's a good shout, actually. Now, someone picked Birger Odendahl, and someone picked Billy Vunipola. Piers Francis went to Bath. I don't really want to pick any Bath players if I can help it. Matt Proctor might not be a bad idea. Guy Porter, but if he's playing for England, I'm definitely going to go with Gopeth next, but it might be a really bad idea. It's just, can you imagine the damage I would do if someone picked Jack Willis? The damage I would do if I had Lazowski and Gopeth and a kicking fly half, whether it's Atkinson or Bigger, Dan Bigger. I have all three of them in my team one week. I'm going to get so many points. So I have to do it. As long as no one takes him first. Is that annoying? Oh, someone's taking a long time to pick. It's James. Come on, James. Actually, I don't blame you. I'm going to start taking a bit longer. God, I'm tired. You know what I might do? I might take a break here. Not take a break, but take a break from the recording so you don't have to listen to every goddamn second of it. How long have I been recording for? 40 minutes already. That's like a half. It's like a half a rugby match. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop the recording here, just in case it's driving you insane. Someone picked Freddie Stewart. And I will come back to update you exactly how it all turned out at the end. So let's take a break, and you chill out for a second. I'll be right back. All right, so the draft is finished. I'm relatively pleased with my picks, with my selections. I've just realized I don't have my notepad in front of me to talk about who I have. Hang on one second. Carry on, just eat a cracker or something. Take a sip of your drink. But if you haven't started sipping yet, you have to stop now because I'm back. Okay, so I have no idea. I haven't listened to the first part. It may have been boring as shit. It's really hard to know whether that's going to be interesting, but it's going to be there, and that's that. Let me tell you my entire rugby fantasy draft squad that I have. Okay, so I have the Wasps front row. I'll go from the front row. I'll go from 1 to 15, so to speak. So I've got the Wasps front row. Now, at second row, I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name, but it's Lewis or Levies. Is it Alex Levies? The Harlequins was skipper. I don't know if he still is, but I think I must have mentioned this earlier. He's listed as a lock, but plays a lot at six and should, theoretically, as long as he's fit, get a lot of game time. He's my only lock because I have found through experience that I switch locks constantly throughout the season, and it usually doesn't make that much of a difference unless you can get a good, like I said, a lock who's playing mainly in the back row. Speaking of back row, I have three back row players. My first one is the one I was most excited about, is Alfie Barberi. He is my favorite, or not my favorite, but the player who gets me the most excited. Not sexually, just chill out, but like just for reasons that should be obvious to you, and if not, you should have heard me talk about them. But he is the physically the most impressive. Genuinely, I mean, he had some injuries that kind of slowed him down. Not physically slowed down his ability to run or anything, but just slowed down the series of incredible performances that he was stacking up. It kind of took the wind out of his sail, and then he came back and he had to get his fitness back and stuff. But if he can get back to how he was in his first season, he is the most physically impressive player in the Premiership. And I include Andre Esterhazy in that, who I really wanted to get but wasn't able to. Anyway, Alfie Barberi. Then I got, is it Matt Rogerson? I think it's Matt Rogerson, the London Irish flanker, who was captain of London Irish. I'm hoping he still is, because if he still is, then it means he's going to play a lot. But to be honest with you, back row, I switch players around a lot during the season too. And then my third back rower is actually someone I've never even heard of before. It sounds like a Japanese. Maybe you know who I'm talking about, but he's a new signing. He was playing for a French team. I forget who, and now he's been picked for London Irish. I just saw the Polynesian name, tried to pronounce it, couldn't. Googled him, saw a video of him running people over and thought, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. But as I said, there's a good chance I'll switch out some of these back rowers. Or I'll never get rid of Alfie Barberi, but the other two I might switch around. Then at scrum half, I got Dan Robson right off the bat, which I think is a good one because he does get a lot of running meters and a lot of assists. And then I don't know if it was a good idea or not to get Francois Houchard, because obviously if I've got Dan Robson starting, then I can't have Francois Houchard. But I decided that, you know what? If Robson's injured,
or if Hukard's playing on the wing and I feel like he's going to get me more points, I might pick him. And then, and I'm just realizing I already told you most of these. I got at fly half, I've got Charlie Atkinson, who I talked about, Dan Bigger, doesn't need an explanation. Midfield, Alex Lazowski, Johan Lloyd, and Jimmy Gopeth. And then my outside backs are Charles Piatow, what's his name? Something Rowe. I can't remember his first name now, but the London Irish back three player who is lethal. I got Ollie Woodburn. I got Elliot Daly in the end because I figure he might get some long distance goals, some points from kicking. And if he's playing, I mean, is he going to get picked for England? Maybe, maybe not. But I've got a shit ton of outside backs right now. I also got, good God, it's been so long since I've looked at this. I can't even remember this guy's first name, but Shilcock from Worcester, who I picked as just sort of an act of desperation. It was either last season or the season before. Well, the last season that they had fantasy rugby or the season before. And he got me a shit ton of points because he's listed as an outside back, but he can also play fly half. And he can kick goals. And he's actually one of the most underrated players in the Premiership, in my opinion. Anyway, that's my whole team. I was pissed off because I wanted to get Fitz Harding, and somebody got him before I could, and a few other players. But overall, I'm pretty happy with that squad. And I was talking about having a lot of Wasps players. Now that I'm thinking about it, let's see. I've got the front row. That's one. I got Alfie Barberry. I got Dan Robson. I got Francois Hukard. I got Charlie Atkinson. I mentioned that Lazowski used to be a Wasp. Charles Piatow used to be a Wasp. Elliot Daly used to be a Wasp. Jimmy Gopeth used to be a Wasp. Holy shit. So I got nine players that are either Wasps currently or were pretty long-term Wasps players. What does that mean? Fuck all. But I just wanted to tell you. Anyway, I think that's it. I don't think I have a hell of a lot to say about this. I know that Saracens are on a bye week, this first opening match. None of them will be playing. And I only have two Saracens players, and I don't think it's going to cause me a huge problem. But I just can't wait to see what players are playing and go through the absolute panic of trying to put out a full team when all of you bastards have got early dibs on all the players while I'm sleeping peacefully. I must get my beauty sleep. And yeah, it's the same excuse every year, but it's a good one. And I'm going to keep using it, especially if I lose, especially if I win. I'm like a South African rugby fan. It's not fair if I lose, and it's not fair even if I win. I'm going to be a bad loser or a bad winner, depending on how it goes. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at Eddie Stevens with an extra S at the end. Follow me on Instagram, if you like, at Eddie Stevens Massive. Let me know if you think any of my selections were really fucking stupid or really fucking inspired and great. Let me know how to pronounce that guy's name. Fa'asoa, or whatever it was. Fa'asoa. 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 I can't fucking say it. That's so weird. I usually don't have that much trouble. Is Jimmy Gopeth going to get much game time? Are you a Leicester fan? Do you know something I don't know? What about Ollie Woodburn? Let me know if you expect him to get much time for Exeter, and if you think he's worth picking. Anyway, I'm getting fucking. I'm still. It's now 8:19 p.m. my time, and that's not mega late, but I have not slept properly in days, so I'm gonna leave now. And isn't it great that I'm back? Thank you. Okay. All right. I love you. Bye. Yeah.